Christmas, and I hope you guys are not too stressed out. But if you are, tune into this, because this is going to uplift you, bring you into a different place, bring you into a creative realm. We're just having so much fun being freeform today. There's no structure. Like, again, I came in 15 minutes late. It was awesome. Just kidding. Like I said, anytime that happens, I never stress out. Anytime I come late to the, because, you know, we never know what's going on with traffic. And, like, that's kind of how we have to flow through life. Do you know how much more happy we would be if we went through life like that, things not going our way, and we're just like, I just know that spirit's going to take care of it, because that's what they always do, and I don't stress. But, you know, there's different, it's situational. In different situations, you'll want to have more control over others. And I think it's like a thing like this, where we're on the radio and we're live, where it's like anything can go. So you kind of expect something to just kind of be funky, or you have to kind of prepare for something to just malfunction. And you have to really just be, you have to be impromptu and go with the flow and just kind of transition and adapt to whatever changes are being made when you're doing live TV or live radio, anything live. And that's why I love doing live stuff, because it's so there and it's so raw and it's so in the moment, it's so real. I rarely can do anything pre-recorded. I'm going to tell you right now, I hate it. I just can't. I'm just like, I'm going to do like a million takes. That's why doing live, I can't do a million takes. Like, there is no rewind. There is no edit. There is no, I wish I didn't say that. It just comes out. It's all there. It's all raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Anyways, this has been Phenoms. Phenomenomenomenomena ding dong. Phenomenom. Oh my goodness. Everything's so good right now. I hope you all are enjoying yourselves. I hope you enjoyed the guided meditation and getting exactly what you need. We're in a really good place in the stage of Earth, this planet Earth, and development and everything where we're at. And to be able to witness all of this, to be able to sit back and say, I'm here on planet Earth at this time in human history, what a miracle. I'm feeling a lot of messages geared towards gratitude and really having that gratitude, really being grounded in gratitude, because we take so much for granted every single day that we don't realize sometimes when we're in such a negative space, a repetitive negative space, sometimes things just get taken away from us, you know? It's like, oh, yep. Wake up, because you're taking that thing for granted, like you're complaining about something. And all that time, you know, you're complaining about something, it's like that time you could have used to say, I'm so grateful for what I already do have. I'm so grateful for what has manifested in my life so far. I want to get to this place, but I'm here right now. And guess what? Eventually I'll get there. Eventually, I'm not going to be attached to it. I'm going to be here in the moment. That's what it's teaching us, to be in the moment. That's what gratitude does, and takes us out of so much fear. It takes us there. So anyways, here's an awesome ditty for you. If you're just tuning in, it's 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Knight, the Boston Medium, and we are getting it in tonight. We are excited. Meet me in the light, get in line, get excited. Meet me in the light, get in line, get it. Woo, woo. See, we're having a party over here. We're doing it. Speaking of party and speaking of doing it, I'm in a beat mode. I'm in a hip hop mode right now, and I'm grateful, because I want to play so much more hip hop than I do, but it's such a pain in the butt finding radio edits. But anyways, this actually is a band called L. Michael's Affair, and they did a cover of Wu-Tang's Cream. So I like this version. It's pretty cool. So I'm gonna play this for you right now. So let's hook it up. Thank you.
to be free and flexible and creative.
As railhead towns feel the steel mills rust, water froze in the generation. Clear as winter ice, this is your paradise. There ain't no need for ya. There ain't no need for ya. Go straight to hell, boys. Go straight to hell, boys. Wanna join in a chorus of the Amerasian blues when it's Christmas? Out in Ho Chi Minh City, kitty say Papa, 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 Papa Sam, take me home. See me got photo, photo, photograph of you and Mama, Mama, Mama Sam, of you and Mama, Mama, Mama Sam. Let me tell you about your blood bamboo kid.
It ain't Coca-Cola, it's rice.
Straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Oh, Papa Sam, please take me home. Oh, Papa Sam, everybody, they wanna go home. So Mama San says, you wanna play mind crazed banjo on the druggy drag ragtime USA in Parkland International. Hey, junkie dumb USA, where pro cane proves the purest rock man groove and rat poison. The volatile Molotov says, it up loud and strong. The immigrants, they wanna sing all night long. It could be anywhere, most likely could be any frontier, any hemisphere. In no man's land, asylum here. King Solomon, he never lived round here. Straight
straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy.
Surely spoiled, sleep down in the soil. half past four, Dan McGraw went sneaking to his wifey's door, as she had been waiting up all night, waiting for him to go to bed. And Danny smiled like a child, but his wifey grew so very wild. "Well, where have you been all night long?" she cried. This is what Danny replied. "I've been floating down that old green river on the good ship, rock and ride, but I floated too far, got stuck on a bar, out there alone wishing that I was home. The ship got wrecked with the captain and crew, and there was only one thing I could do. I had to drink that whole green river dry to get back home to you." Down that old green river on the good ship, rock and ride, but I floated too far, got hung on a bar, tied to the mast while the schooners went past. Well, the ship got wrecked with the captain and crew, and there was only one thing I could do. But I did it, I drank it, that whole green river dry to get back.
Heary, heary. I want my money, Michael. Just kidding. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tops Freeform Radio. You know, I'm so glad I got to play some Lily Allen. I love her so much. I've seen her live. Ugh, love her. Yeah, I had to find a radio edit for that. And, you know, I had my very favorite, The Strokes, Mighty Boston's, The Clash. Yeah. Yeah! Kicking it back old school. So it's a freeform day. Lazy. You know, I'm just kind of like playing music. I love freeform days on Paranormal Playground Sounds. Just like, there is no structure here. It's just like, you know, whatever floats your boat, whatever's magical, do your thing, play your music, shake your butt, shake it bon bon, shake it bon bon, shake it bon bon. Oh my God, speaking of shaking bonbons, I need to play some Menudo, okay? I need you all to listen to Menudo is so good. Like Menudo, that those Puerto Rican kids are so underrated. Like Ricky Martin in the 80s, it is so underrated. I think they were the best boy band ever. They have so many good songs. Like, they really do. I'm going to play Menudo for you, and you're going to understand what I'm talking about. You're going to be like, oh my God, she was right. Are we going to have, we're not having any shamanic healing stuff. I'm going to have a message for you at the end, but no. No. You know, I hope you're sitting in this energy of gratitude. It's just been, things have been really good lately. You know, more than regular. And it's always good to recognize when things are good and really appreciate it and stay in there and stay and milk it. Because when we milk the good things and we don't get afraid to be happy, we get to keep it. You know, there's this thing in the stigma of our culture where people tend to get into good places and then they feel they don't deserve it. And then they feel like, this is too good to be true. Or like, it's like, so why else are you living? Like, please answer me that question. Like, so legit, you think you're just here to suffer? You legit think you're here to just like pay bills and die? Like, no. It's like choose your path. Choose your destiny. You write the script. Have it. Be there and do it. Okay? It's up to you. It's up to you. So when you get in those grooves of happiness and then something bad happens, you just say, okay, dust yourself off and try again. Okay, who cares? Yada, yada, yada. Life goes on. Obladi, oblada. You know? Like the Beatles. Obladi, oblada. You know? You really have to be unconditional to yourself. Being good to yourself, loving yourself. And freeing yourself of so much illusion, you know? It was a great saying, you know, a lot, suffering is caused by illusion. And mistaking illusion for the real world. And when we can detach ourselves, I'll never forget that moment of enlightenment that I personally have experienced. It was like this full detachment, this full body of God. And I no longer cared about these earthly things. I was free. To be free and to be here on the earth and to not go into the spirit world, it's something. It's magnificent. It's amazing. And that's why I have the show. So you can, if you're not there, every time you listen, you get closer and closer. Something reminds you. You ask to open up those doors and you ask to open up those portals. So this is what this is for, to share that with you. I want to share that experience with you always. You know, because life is so good here when we're not caring about superficial things, like when we're not dealing with, imagine not caring and comparing yourself to other people and living a life like that and living a life where you're not worrying about bills. I mean, of course you got to make a living. Of course you got to survive. But like, you've got, you know, not even have to use the word survive. Of course you got to, you know, be here. But you trust in spirit. You trust God. You trust the entire plan of unconditional love that is supporting you, that you will get by. My mom always told me the greatest message ever. And she said, you know, the birds and the birds do not worry from day to day about how they're going to eat. They just live every day. And they trust that they will be fed. And it happens. So I started having that mentality. And the more I had that mentality, the more that reality was real. Be like the birds. Be like nature. Not one animal on this planet worries about when they're going to eat. They don't have markets and farms and, you know, stuff like that, and McDonald's and like restaurant shops, like, hey, and like they like roll up and they fly on their wings through a Burger King and like, hey, here's my order, here's my money. Nah, they hunt. They don't know. They can be hunted. They don't know. But it isn't in their subconscious. They're just living. And that's what it's about. Yow! That's what it is all about. Can you feel into that? Are you feeling into that? Are you feeling into that connectivity? Connectivity of the universal joy that is within us. It's always there and it's always provided. It's within you. It's not outside yourself. It's within you. In you. Anyways, I love you. I love you. I had to sing that I love you. That's how much you needed to know, because I had to get the emotions in and then let it out into a song. Woo! Anyways, this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. If you're just tuning in, this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Did you just get that jolt of excitement? I just got a jolt of excitement. I'm not on anything, I swear. I just got that jolt. You know where that happiness comes in? You're like, God, what did, you know, I wonder what kind of substances were going on when I was being conceived. God, my mom's gonna hate me for that. I'm just kidding. So anyway, here's our PSA and we will be back. Stay tuned. I'm playing some Menudo, Puerto Rican kids, you know, because they're Puerto Rican, and we're gonna do No, their music is so dope. Like, I don't care what anybody says. I'm playing Menudo, and there's nothing anyone ever out here can say about it. Ricky Martin! Ricky Martin. Okay, I need to stop. I'm having too much fun here. Anyways. God.
This is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock, rock.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
your pictures living, pick up your belongings, get yourselves together, time's before you to make a move. Wake up, I get going, lazy days are over, no more dilly-dally, it's time to get out of the groove. Scared of losing, maybe you'll be lucky. Please get rid of thoughts of the dice. Leave behind your worries, find a new adventure. Add some salt and pepper, give a little spice to your life.
One.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tefts, Freeform Radio. Gotta keep it moving, gotta give it grooving to the music. Oh my god, it's so good. Anyways, we have only a few short, you know, I think probably one or two more songs, and we're gonna go on to the spirit message of the night. Oh, what a night. Oh god, it's so ADD, but it's so good. I should play that Frankie Valli song. It's so good. But anyways, this is going to be something you're all going to love. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, Last Christmas. I know, I'm excited. So stay tuned. You're going to love this. Oh! Oh my God, I forgot to tell you guys. I won a karaoke contest singing Last Christmas. I'm so proud of myself. Yes, I won a karaoke contest singing Last Christmas. I love you all. And I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud of what I did. Yeah, because usually I'm singing, like, you know, songs like You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party and Devil Went Down to Georgia and The Ramones, I Want to Be Sedated, and like Gwen Stefani, Hella Batgirl, and I actually sung a challenging song. So there we go. So here we go. Stay tuned and just jam out. Just come on, jam out. You're going to hear this song about 10 million times for about the next 3 months, but who cares? Who cares? Hear it live.
I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away.
Get up, we could do this all day. You know when you're trying to do something awesome and then air flies in your throat and you can't do it anymore? Get up, we could do this all day. Oh, get up, how would you like to take a trip in my memory? Oh my goodness, the excitement. So excited, here we go. Come on, get ready, here we go. Now's our time, yeah, here we go. Come on, get ready, here we go. Get up, we can do this all day. That's my punk rock song I wrote, actually. Yeah. I'm feeling giddy. Something crazy is going on right now. I don't know what's going on. I feel it. I feel good. I feel good about me. What is up with this music ADD going on? Like, I have a radio, literally a radio that I'm giving to you, and then there's a radio in the head. So I'm giving you, like, double radio at all at one time. Time. So now's the time. I guess this is good because spirit loves good vibrations. Good vibration. Come on. No, spirit loves this. So the message is going to be 10 times more potent. Believe me. I'm so excited. Oh my goodness. It's because I got to stay in bed all day today. It was awesome. Anyway. So let's go into what is the message spirit wants us to have with the week, going into the week. It's giving, you know, it's Giving Tuesday. All of a sudden, Giving Tuesday is a thing. I don't know where it came from. It came out of nowhere. So, I'm gonna give it to y'all. And we're gonna give the message. Infinite Spirit, what wants to be said, what wants to be heard? Oh my God, this is a direct message of movement and dance for this week. Spirit is coming in. Oh my God, I actually have to record this because I need this message. Every time the message comes in, I'm like, I need this. Like, I know I'm giving it, but like, legit, you have to understand, I'm channeling it. So it's not me, it's the infinite spirit. So it's very important to start to cut the week coming in, for the energy coming in to dance. There's, you know, it's just a good way. Dancing, yes. If you ever notice that the happiest people and the people who are always smiling are dancers, do you ever notice that? Because they're in constant movement and creativity with their body. So when you're moving your body and you're allowing yourself to be spontaneous, you are constantly birthing. You are constantly giving birth. So when you're doing dance moves and you're doing you and it's your lovely, beautiful expression of you, that every move you are making is like a prayer. It's like a manifestation to the gods. It's a manifestation to the universe. So every time you move your body in a different way that you never moved before, that in itself is a manifestation. One of your prayers is being answered through every move. So like, for example, say you're like doing the running man or something, and then you're doing the running man really fast. You're doing it and you're in it and you do it and you summon so much joy while you're doing the running man. All of a sudden, oh my God, I just manifested that thing I asked for yesterday and I'm doing it through my body temple. Oh my God. Like, it's really real. Like, this stuff, it's magic, but at the same time, our ancestors and our lineage of people been doing it. And when I say our people, I mean everybody. I mean the entire planet of people have been doing this for centuries. But it's such a simple, beautiful thing to do that we forget, because we forget to know what it's like to be young. We forget to know what it's like to be a child again. And children are infinitely expressing. So when we're moving, understand that is a manifestation, but it is a manifestation in your highest creative good you could possibly have. So the message would be, find a way to move your body this week. Find a way to move it so creatively that you just get lost into time and space. Don't get caught up with, I don't know how to dance, I don't know how to do this, I don't know how to do this to this music or that music. You do know. You do know. You've been doing it for centuries and billions of years. You are so much more talented and powerful than you could ever imagine. Dance in your house if you have to dance in your house. Put that music on and just let loose. That is the ultimate way of freedom. If you want to learn how to be more free, if you want to understand how to be more free within yourself, dance. That is what the universe is saying. That is what infinite spirit and your angels are saying to you right now. So everybody who's listening in, everybody's tuning in, this is a resonancy to understand that is your calling. Moving your body, because you look at your manifestation wish, and I bet you every potluck, every jumping jack, every skank move, whatever it is, windmill kick, whatever you're doing, shimmying, that's gonna be a part of yourself that is manifesting something on your manifest list this year. So if you're going to give yourself a gift, work that body for me. That's what you got to do. Give yourself the gift to move your body. Because that is just the perfection. Move it when you're just doing nothing. Move it when you're in line. Move it when you're walking down the street. Move it just right now, wherever you are. I challenge you and I dare you. Infinite Spirit challenges you and dares you to move your body in the most perfect way. I'm going to do it right now, okay? I'm going to do this right while I'm on the air with you. Woo! I'm shaking it. Woo! Yes! Say yes! I'm alive! Life is good! Life is for me! The world! And the universe and God and angels and everything in the unseen is working for me and my good, and they love me so unconditionally. I am love. Oh my goodness, I'm having so much fun. I'm actually having way too much fun. So I'm glad I could do that exercise. This has been a phenomenal show. We had so much fun. There's been so much great music. Thank you for just being here with the spontaneous goodness. Thank you for being here, because it was just so spontaneous, everything. It wasn't a standard, you know, Paranormal Playground sound show. And, you know, when I don't get dreams of dead entertainers or past lives or living musicians channeling to me and playing their music and talking about it, then, you know, we're doing freeform, and that's how it goes. Ouch. Whew. So thank you so much, Infinite Life, Infinite World, Infinite Beauty. You are so magnificent. And don't forget, I am here every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. I'm not 8 to 9, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, what am I saying? 6 to 8 p.m. And catch me sometimes here, you know, on Sunday service. The holidays are coming in, so I'm going to be probably doing a lot more Sunday service. It's so much fun. And the inspirational speaking. Catch that. If you want a private reading from me, contact me. I do private readings. This is going to be just a phenomenal, I can feel it. This is going to be a phenomenal month of December. The winter wonderland is here. You're going to, you know, move your body, dance, manifest through that movement. You are so creative. You are beyond this innovation and invention. You are the next stage of development. You are here. You have it within you. Everything that you want, it's in the palm of your hands. You just need to say yes to it. You just need to say, yes, that's mine. And the moment you say, yeah, that's mine, I deserve it, I believe, it comes to life. You've got to play pretend, because it will. When you play make believe, it will be real. And that's all I got to say about that. Thank you so much. We're out, skis. I'm going to leave you with some, what's it called? Mighty Mighty Bosstones. I'm leaving you with some Bosstones. And stay tuned for the next show, Rising with Sky Bar. Some great music. We're going to just, it's just a blast here at Paranormal Playground South. It's a blast here at WMFO. I'm so grateful to be here every single time. I just can't, I got to pinch myself and be like, oh my God, is this really happening? Am I really here? Do I really have my own station? I mean, my own radio show here at WMFO. Oh my God, what a blessing. And so thank you so much, WMFO. Thank you. Oh, what a gift. I don't need any gifts for Christmas. I have it. I already have what I want. It's here. Mwah! Love you so much. I'm out, skis, and I love you. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, and the Paranormal Playground Sounds with your favorite psychic medium, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. Woo-wee! Woo!
What he was, you by a lack, through inspiration from the name. So many problems to crack and miles to fade. Crooked was the path and brazen was the walk. A cocky swagger up the ladder, and could he ever talk? From last to right, do it again. The rascal came behind the bars of the bar in front of them. Last to right, constant contradictions and just a smile, wink and nod. What stranger fact of fiction, and never ceasing to amaze. On a regular basis, first hand into his pocket, or first fist into the face. And it's the last to run, do it again. The rascal king behind the bars, or the one in front of them. Last to run, just a game. Well, in the end, they knew his name. Last to run, do it again. It's the rascal king behind the bars, all the one in front of them. Well, it's the last to run, do it again. It's the rascal king behind the bars, all the one in front of them.
Thank you. Has it ever come down to do or die? You got to rise above the